definitely feels better than it did yesterday. I'll put it that way. And, hopefully tomorrow progress and feel better.
Not good to have this, obviously, on a short week. What do you have any thoughts on Thursday? How hard for me to be out there?
I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say whether will be or won't be. I mean, I think it's just going to progress, listen to the doc and the trainers, and just kind of take it day by day till then. Just see how it feels tomorrow morning and go from there.
What do you have to do? I mean, it would have been a different week preparation-wise anyway, but how different is it now having to kind of work through this to get ready?
I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, I've never really had a back issue. So just kind of, like I said, just listen to what, Doc has to say and just deal with it, do the treatments, just try to take care of it and see how it feels. I mean, that's really all I can say.
Is it nice to be playing again in a couple days to kind of put Dallas behind you, look forward to Chicago now on Thursday night?
I think so. I mean, just to move on from it. Obviously, we need to learn from it, and, today's all about that, kind of talking about it, moving on from it, and getting on to Chicago. I'd say having a short week's, and from that standpoint, isn't bad.
When you talk about learning from it, was turnovers the number one topic? That's kind of what Mike was talking a little bit about today.
Well, yeah, I mean, turnovers kill you against good teams like that. As an offense, we didn't do a good job. We didn't take care of the ball well enough, and can't do that against good teams.
As long as you've been here, turnovers have really never been a problem. Why do you think that's different now?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what was it? An interception, a couple fumbles. I mean, it's just, that's football. Things happen like that. Obviously, we don't want them to happen. Looking back on it, we've always been a team that's always taken care of the ball very well and done a great job taking away. So as an offense, we just need to clean it up. And whether that's us linemen being around the ball more so we can pick those things up and doing a better job of getting on those. And but from us, our standpoint, just continue just giving Aaron enough time so he can find the guys downfield and make the throws everyone knows he can make. I don't think anyone's too worried about that. I'll just put it that way.
With a guy like Ty kind of being used more as a running back, is there anything the line can do to help him kind of as he's kind of learning that? And is there anything you guys can do to help him?
Yeah, I mean, I just think talk to him. Kind of what he's looking, what he's reading as he gets the ball. I mean, for a guy that's so explosive that, returns punts and kickoffs and stuff like that, they see things differently than, Eddie and James and those guys. So it's just kind of getting on the same page with him and talking to him, seeing what he's looking at and, just trying to make sure that we give him space to move, because that's what guys like that do a great job at. They find a crease and they can go. So just making sure that we're on the same page with him moving forward.
Will it be nice to see Josh in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean he's a great friend of – I mean, pretty much everyone in that O-line room and a lot of people still on this team, so it'll be good to see him again. But it'll just be obviously a little bit odd. But, it'll be good to see him again.
Have you watched him at all this year? Have you been able to
There's been a couple games that have married up with, teams that we've played, the Bears, yeah.
You say odd. How weird is it to see him with those colors?
Yeah, it is. It's just different, what I mean? But – it's the way it goes. I mean, it looks like he's doing well. That's all I can, say about that. I mean, we got to get ready for the Bears, and can't really be talking about Big City. Getting ready for the Bears.
You keep in touch with him?
Yeah, absolutely.